Ukraine wants sandworm hackers tried at The Hague. Google fixes two Pixel Zero days used to unlock devices. Progress Software delivers another 10 out of 10 bug. And Microsoft announces prices for Windows 10 extended security updates. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 5th of April, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Resourcely, the company that can help you manage Terraform securely. In today's top story, Ukrainian officials want the Sandworm APT tried at The Hague for war crimes. They're gathering evidence against the group for its alleged attack on Kyivstar, Ukraine's largest mobile operator. Ukraine says the International Criminal Court should recognise cyber attacks on civilian infrastructure as war crimes. The Kyivstar hack took place in December last year. Russian military hackers breached the company and wiped thousands of servers, disrupting mobile services for days. Sandworm is a hacking unit inside Russia's military intelligence agency, GRU. A group of foreign vigilante hackers named One Fist has become the first of its kind to be recognised with an official government award for offensive cyber operations during a war. One Fist has stolen data from Russian military firms and hacked cameras to spy on Russian troops. According to the BBC, the group comprises hackers from eight countries, including the US and the UK. The Ukrainian government gave them certificates of gratitude for their efforts. A hacktivist group named RGB Team has taken credit for hacking the Prosecutor General's office in Russia. The group has leaked more than 100,000 criminal records on Telegram. The records cover crimes committed in Russia over the past 30 years. The RGB Team is the latest hacktivist group to join in attacks targeting Russia. The group previously claimed to have hacked Russian security firm Kaspersky and stolen customer information. British police are investigating an apparent spearfishing attack that targeted multiple MPs. At least 13 MPs and Parliament staff workers received unsolicited WhatsApp messages from the same two phone numbers over the past 6 months. One of the victims has been identified as a serving government minister. The German government is adding a dedicated cyberspace branch to its military. Officials say the branch will focus on hybrid threats such as disinformation campaigns. The branch is part of an overhaul of Germany's military in response to increasing threats in Europe. Google has fixed two zero-day vulnerabilities in the company's Pixel smartphones. According to the makers of Graphene OS, the two zero-days were being used by mobile forensics firms to bypass authentication and unlock Pixel devices. The two zero-days only impact Google Pixel devices and were not included in this month's Android security updates. Microsoft will offer paid security updates for Windows 10 beyond its end-of-life date. The updates will cost $61 per system per year. The price will double for the second year and double again in the third year. Windows 10 will reach end-of-life in October 2025. Educational organisations will only have to pay $1 per system per year. A threat actor has infected the servers of a Chilean cloud hosting provider with ransomware. The attacker used a new ransomware strain named SEXI to encrypt the company's VMware ESXi servers and backups. The company's CEO declined to pay a ransom. The ransomware gang allegedly demanded 2 bitcoins per customer, which would have amounted to $140 million. Hackers have stolen $3 million in assets from the Fixed Float cryptocurrency exchange. The company claims the hackers exploited a vulnerability in a third-party service. Fixed Float believes it was hacked by the same group earlier this year. It lost $26 million in that incident. A breach has exposed the data of 4.4 million customers of paid survey website SurveyLlama. Exposed data includes names, emails, home addresses, IPs, and hash passwords. The incident occurred in February, and the data is being sold on hacking forums. Google has filed a lawsuit against two Chinese nationals for uploading scam crypto apps to the Play Store. The two allegedly created 87 cryptocurrency trading apps that stole from users. Google says more than 100,000 people downloaded the apps since 2019. Victims lost between $100 and tens of thousands of dollars. Trend Micro says the Lockbit ransomware gang has gone quiet after a law enforcement takedown. Almost 2 months after Operation Kronos, the Lockbit gang is rarely launching attacks or posting new victims to its leak site. The report contradicts Lockbit's claims that the Europol and FBI takedown had little effect on its operations. Trend Micro says Lockbit admins are now banned on major hacking forums. The gang is also relisting old victims on its leak site to give the impression of continued activity. Russian security firm Positive Technologies has discovered a new APT group named Lazy Koala. The group started targeting government employees in Russia, Belarus, and other CIS states this year. The group uses spear phishing and a malware strain named Lazy Stealer to capture and send data to Telegram. PT researchers say the group's operations have been productive, if unsophisticated. Progress Software has patched a major vulnerability in the Flowmon network monitoring suite. The vulnerability resides in the software's web management panel. It allows remote, unauthenticated attackers to execute commands on unpatched systems. The vulnerability has a CVSS severity score of 10 out of 10. And finally, a security researcher has discovered a new DDoS attack vector in the HTTP2 protocol. Attackers can send an unending stream of HTTP2 continuation frames that keep connections alive and consume resources. HTTP2 implementations across most programming languages and server technologies are vulnerable to the new attack. At least 9 CVE identifiers have been issued for impacted technologies so far. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Resourcely. Find them at resourcely.io. Thanks for your company.